From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate votes today on final passage of a measure restoring emergency unemployment benefits to Americans who've been out of work for longer than 6 months. Democratic Senator Tom Harkin answers critics who say extended jobless benefits encourage people not to look for work.
By giving them $300 a week, this is going to keep them from going to work. Preposterous.
One region feeling the squeeze of unemployment now is the Gulf Coast. Father Larry Snyder with Catholic Charities USA says the humanitarian needs resulting from the oil spill there are far exceeding donations so far.
Catholic Charities of New Orleans reports that people are lining up at their five community resource sites at 3 o'clock in the morning in order to receive services. However, due to limited resources, they are only able to serve a limited number of people daily.
One of those centers is the Harry Thompson Center, a provider of services to homeless men in New Orleans. Its director, Don Thompson, says the people he serves are feeling the ripple effects of the oil spill.
A lot of our guys get jobs as, like, you know, dishwashers and bar backs and, you know, working in the hospitality industry with tourism. Well, tourism is down. Hotel industry is down. Hospitality industry is suffering. Restaurants are laying off. So our people are going to be the first ones to feel that.
The government's point man on the oil spill in the Gulf, Admiral Thad Allen, says BP's tightly capped well is holding up fine for now. NPR's Carol Van Dam in New Orleans reports seepage of some oil and gas near the well is apparently coming from another well that's no longer in use.
Allen says at least 5 leaks are being detected around the broken well, but they're not coming from the capped well. And he says they're so small that they're about as significant as very small drips from an oil leak in a car.
Very small drips, I would say. We don't consider them consequential.
BP and government engineers are closely monitoring the pressure and seismic readings on the well to see if there's any chance of a rupture. Allen has given BP another day to keep the cap on the well, provided it keeps a close eye on the readings. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, New Orleans.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is imposing new sanctions on North Korea. Dwali Sykal-Tao reports Clinton made that announcement during a news conference today in Seoul.
Clinton said the sanctions are part of measures designed to rein in the Kim Jong-il regime's nuclear activities.
Let me stress that these measures are not directed at the people of North Korea who have suffered too long due to the misguided and malign priorities of their government. They are directed at the destabilizing, illicit, and provocative policies pursued by that government.
Clinton and Gates also announced that both the U.S. and South Korea will start large-scale military exercises starting this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Sykal-Tao in Seoul.
This is NPR News. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke is set to give Congress an update on the health of the U.S. economy today. His appearance comes as the economy is losing momentum and fears are growing that it could stall. Bernanke is expected to tell the Senate Banking Committee that the Fed is poised to act if the economy worsens. Bernanke is expected to downplay the possibility of a double-dip recession. President Obama will be signing the law this morning that overhauls the nation's financial regulations. NPR's Scott Horsley reports enactment of the sweeping changes was high on Mr. Obama's list of legislative goals.
The law sets up a new Consumer Protection Bureau to prevent predatory lending. It provides new transparency for complex securities, and it gives the government new powers to dismantle big financial firms before they threaten the broader economy. The overhaul was a top priority for President Obama.
Even before the financial crisis that led to this recession, I spoke on Wall Street about the need for common sense reforms to protect consumers and our economy as a whole.
Today's signing isn't the end of the process. The administration now has to write the rules to put the new law into action. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
30 passengers and crew members were injured, one of them critically, when a United Airlines jet bound for Los Angeles encountered heavy turbulence. United spokesman Mike Trevino.
Turbulence sometimes can be a difficult thing to predict. Other times we have some indications, but on occasion you can get clear air turbulence that will affect an aircraft.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the plane was diverted to Denver, where it was met by medical crews. The flight originated in Washington, D.C. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.